Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Tom Lacovara Stewart, Resurrect Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, RTR Truth Media, on live with Ammon Bundy, brother, friend, man I highly respect, and we're going to be having a conversation about many interesting things that are going on today. Welcome to the show, Ammon.
Thanks for having me on, Tom.
Thank you. Anyway, we were talking offline about so many interesting subjects. One of the things that are going on right now, of course, is the migrant crisis. We see people that are headed to our border. And, you know, I had a debate the other day with Gavin Syme, and it kind of went, I thought it went well, but he kind of rebuked me for adding in content that, of course, I shared with you regarding the weaponization of immigration and immigrants' causes to overwhelm the United States. It's called the Cloward-Piven strategy, is one of the one of the more widely known theories that to overwhelm the United States to cause about radical transformation and all of this. Anyway, he hadn't had a chance to read it, and you know, I don't fault him for that, but I think that it's important that people understand that the communist agenda to do these things is very real, and they've been at it for a very long time. And although that there are many problems that both people in the patriot community and people that are advocating for this revolution, they do have similar complaints, and those complaints are valid. I think that part of the problem is the solution to those problems as rather different. So anyway, your thoughts on the immigration situation?
Well, I think that it's important that we identify what's causing it. Mm. And yes. Because, you know, why are those people not satisfied to live in their home country? I mean, I'm certain they love their home. Most good people do. Mm-hmm. So why are they to the point where they're willing to flee or to leave and to come to a whole nother country and, you know, be displaced and among another people, a different culture and all that? Why are they, you know, mm-hmm. to that point? And I think it's very clear of why they're to that point, and that's because basically what's happened in their country is they have been overtaken by criminals. You know, I'm trying to keep it as simple as possible without mm-hmm. trying to, you know, cast the gloom of a conspiracy theorist, you know, because that's not
I understand that. One of the points that Gavin made that I agree with him, and I keep bringing that up because it's just a recent conversation, but one of the points that he made that I absolutely agree with him is that the U.S. interference into Honduras is a very real thing. It's not a conspiracy theory. Under the Obama administration, they horribly manipulated the electoral process there, and the guy that got put in, he's a mess, and he's not served his people well at all. So mm-hmm. I understand that there's a certain amount of people in Honduras that especially that are agitated with the United States. But if they're agitated with the United States, why would they want to come to the United States? And that's where my other question is. And also, the money that is being offered up to these folks is we're finding these routes to Soros, the Open Society Foundation, funding groups like Fronteras. I forget it off the top of my head. But anyway, the point is that these are radical leftists that are kind of funding and fomenting these waves of migrants. This isn't, in my opinion, an authentic, organic refugee situation. It's being funded.
Yeah, but, you know, I really don't know the ins and outs of that. I've heard that many times. Mm-hmm. you know, there's several credible people and you know, firms, if you will, that have brought proof to that fact.
I've seen it,
if you will. But the same. But no matter what, you're talking about people, and you're talking about them leaving their homes, and you're talking about things being so bad where they're at that they're willing to accept money to come to the United States if that's what's really, in fact, happening.
Right.
They're willing to accept, you know, the motivation in whatever manner it's given to them to leave their homes, you know, displace their families and come to another country. Mm-hmm. Now, you have to ask, well, why, you know, and it all comes down to the same thing. And it's criminals, you know, basically making it so their life is so disrupted that they are willing to leave and move.
Yes.
And we've seen this in, you know, many, many countries in history, you know, since the beginning of our recorded history. Mm-hmm. We see this exact same thing happening. And to me, I think that's what's important, that we identify what is happening. And, you know, in their own countries, for one, is what are we doing there in the first place? I mean,
I agree.
The United States has become a entity that goes and occupies rather than frees. They become, you know, they might even go in there with the intent of saying, okay, we're going to free these people from a dictatorship or from a wicked oligarchy or whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. And they go in there supposedly with good intents.
Supposedly.
Maybe they never were good intents, but I know sometime in our history they were good intents.
Oh, yeah. And, no doubt. But, you know, if you look at the history of Obama and Clinton and Soros, their involvement. All right. If you look at the ideology behind these people and you read, you know, you read what they've written, like Hillary Clinton was a big Saul Alinsky fan. And if you read Rules for Radicals, and you start to see that Saul Alinsky's tactics were to use the United States' their laws against the United States. So, for instance, you have immigration law that says, you know, they can come here and they can do certain things, and they may be eligible for certain assistance, which is socialism, which to me is, it comes from theft because it comes from certain form of taxaction. So you have
it's forced charity, if you will, which is not charity at all.
Right. So I guess the biggest problem that I have is that when you start off on a premise of immorality, we already have that problem in this country that needs to be addressed. Like I said, maybe this will resonate with you. I think I have a solution to the wall, to immigration, to a lot of things. And socialism now, we wouldn't need a wall. We wouldn't need to have closed borders. We wouldn't need to have ICE. We wouldn't need to have border patrol. The states could probably handle it because they wouldn't be overwhelmed. So what I see from the right and the left is Hegelian dialectics. One creates a problem for the other one to solve it, and it goes like a tennis court, but nobody addresses the real problem, which is socialism.
Well, yeah, and you take it one step further too, Tom. The real problem is the misuse of government or misuse of the law.
I agree.
The law is literally forcing us now to give up our labor and our funds, you know, our wealth that we've created through the natural resources and labor connecting and give it up to them, you know, up to 30, 40, 50, even 60% of our incomes. We give up to them to decide what they are going to do with it.
Right.
Well, that's not government. That's not proper government. That was never what government was for. And so when you are giving up, you know, thousands of dollars a year, and you've got 330 million people in this country that are doing the same, you know, or even say that the tax-based people are half that, you know, so you've got 65 million people that are giving up 30% of their income, of their hard work and wages, to an entity that does not have the, you know, that only has their main interest, you know, at, you know, in there as a concern. Then you're talking about just utter chaos, and that's really where we're at. I mean, we're in a situation where government has those in government, because remember, when we're talking about government, we're talking about people.
Sure. Yeah.
And so those in government have actually, you know, now have an extreme amount of money. They've built, with that money, they've built up armies.
Yep.
You know, we're talking about armies both internally and, you know, externally.
I agree.
And they are continuing to spread their power and influence. And they don't, if they don't like the, you know, the basically where the American people are standing and where they're at, well, then they can influence it. Influence it in ways such as, you know, going into Honduras and occupying that place and creating a situation where the people are dissatisfied with their lives, and then giving them funds to come to the United States and
no doubt
disrupt the political balance that is here. And like it or not, I mean, imagine, I mean, you're talking about, let's say, 165 million people, you know, giving up, you know, $10,000 or $15,000 a person, and that's probably a minimal number.
Yep.
And then you multiply that by 165 million, and that's the kind of money they're working with. And then you talk, then they go into different countries and they begin to extract natural resources and the wealth from those countries as well.
Oh yeah.
And they're even extracting it directly from our country, from our lands. And so now you're probably multiplying that amount by double, probably. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about them literally being able to do, you know, have an unlimited budget, and it's a residual. It's coming in, you know, every year, every month. I mean, I know I'm getting, you know, pretty, but how do you ever stop a problem like that?
You see, This is what concerns me, because government has created these problems to begin with. So we can't expect that big government's going to fix it, because they're just keep making it worse. And I know that you are conservative in your values, as I am. However, I've kind of unplugged from that right-left paradigm of worshiping a great leader that's going to solve our problems, because that's not going to happen either. However, on the other hand, I'm concerned with the Marxist communist solution to the problem, because again, they identify some very valid concerns, but how they want to solve it is through threats, coercion, and violence as well. So, I mean, we're like trapped. I feel like since I unplugged from the paradigm, I'm sitting back and watching two evils virtue signal to try and battle out who's going to win. And it's frustrating for me, because like this wave of migrants, you have an enormous amount of Marxists that are in support of this, that let them in. It's freedom of movement. It's, you know, but it's not really, I sat back and I thought about this the other night, and I said, is it truly, are we suppressing their freedom for not allowing them in? Because when they arrive, there's a team of lawyers ready to sign them up for the government dole. So if they were actually authentically just traveling or freely migrating, I don't really have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is that they're not, I mean, as many people might want to deny it, they're coming here, and when they come here with nothing, they have to get on the government dole. And they have lawyers lined up. We have I already did the research. I found the funding that's going through Soros to these legal groups to represent these people, right? And there's probably a lot of really great people among them. But at the same time, when they come in a wave like this, there's a lot of bad people among them too. And we're just inviting this problem. So where do we draw the line between freedom of movement when they're coming to essentially take part in a socialistic system? I've heard an argument say to me, well, we already have socialism. There's Americans that are doing it. But two wrongs don't make a right. We can't keep allowing this cash cow to grow to the point that everything collapses. That is what the Cloward Piven strategy was all about. That's what they wanted to do, sign as many people up on the government dole as they can to bring about radical transformational change. So when I have these conversations with people that believe in freedom of movement and they're advocating for these migrants, my heart goes out to them, but this isn't really authentic, just freedom of movement. There's agenda.
Well, yeah. Well, and freedom of movement, you know, sounds really good and actually is really good. But when you're talking about freedom of movement, you're talking about being able to, you know, a people being able to go and to move and to be able to, you know, prosper and make a living and produce wherever they're going for themselves. I mean, you're talking about like, you know, I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, right? Mm-hmm. And many know that, you know, that the church was established out east, but it was so highly persecuted to the point where, you know, they were being murdered, raped,
yes,
and their homes were being burned. Yeah. And so literally, in order to, you know, because of persecution and in order to survive, they left, you know, Ohio, Missouri, Illinois, they left all those states and came to, actually at that time, what was Mexican territory. And now we know it as Utah, but at the time it was actually Mexico. Mm-hmm. They came there in the middle of nowhere. I mean, literally, there was no one within hundreds of miles around.
Right.
And it was just a sagebrush valley, a high desert area. And they, you know, thousands of moved in there and they began to produce their own living. Mm-hmm. And they created their own water systems, leveled their own fields, built their own homes. You know, that type of
freedom
of migration, yeah, is healthy and productive and brings freedom. But when you're talking about migration coming and living off of the people, off of their forced labor and off their forced, you know, funds, that's not free movement. That's not free movement at all. That's, you know,
that's my point. I think you put it better than I could with all of the information that I shared.
The same thing happened with those that fled from Europe in order that actually founded this country. I mean, people fled to the American continent because they were being oppressed and they fled here, but they didn't expect the oppressor or the people that were here to feed and sustain them.
Right.
No. I mean, we had full ships full of people that died of starvation,
yeah,
trying to figure out how to live in this land. And they began to, that they worked, they, you know, defended each other, and they eventually figured out how to produce and to make a living. They built their own homes. They carved their own fields out of, you know, nothing.
Yeah.
And so we're not talking about apples to apples here. We're not talking about that. And the best place for those people to go is back to their homes. And the only thing those people need is defense against criminals and thugs. And, you know, let me, if I can hijack your show for just a little bit, because
sure,
I gave a talk at the Boise Second Amendment rally, and there was over 2,000 people there.
I saw that.
And, you know, I could give that or give part of it because it explains this exact same thing, the exact same thing we're talking about.
Sure. Well, why don't we just show the people that clip, and I'll throw it up into the production.
Well, I've never heard one with very good audio.
I fixed it.
Let me just.
Yeah, but go ahead. Just to let you know, I have a copy of that presentation. I ran it through my program. And I audio scrubbed it, so the noise and all that stuff that was in the background, no, I'll send it over to you.
Well, yours is probably the best audio, but one of the things I started out, I said that my father, brothers, and many of us, or many friends, along with, my father, brother, and many friends, along with myself, spent nearly 2 years in federal prison fighting and struggling through several trials.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Sure. Well, why don't we just show the people that clip, and I'll throw it up into the production.
Well, I've never heard one with very good audio.
I fixed it.
Let me just,
yeah, but go ahead. Just to let you know, I have a copy of that presentation. I ran it through my program, and I audio scrubbed it. So the noise and all that stuff that was in the background, I'll send it over to you.
Well, yours probably the best audio, but one of the things I started out, I said that my father, brothers, and many of us, or many friends, my father, brother, and many friends, along with myself, spent nearly 2 years in federal prison fighting and struggling through several trials, never allowed to touch or directly see our little children or wives. In the end, though, through the grace of God, it was proven who the true criminals were, and I stand here today as a free man. During this time in prison, I had occasion to meet many interesting people. One was a very interesting and repented previous gang leader who wanted to get out and make a change for good. After deep conversation, he said, quote, "When I get out, I'm going to leave this country. I will never be free here as a felon. I have to live free. I want to go to Africa and help those people." Then he asked me, "Mr. Bundy, what do you think I should do there?" Unquote. And then he said, "What do you think those people in Africa need most?" Interesting enough, I had just previously had another conversation with a man who spent parts of his life in Africa. He explained to me about the extreme poverty in most areas, how they live in mud huts, or rickety structures made of materials found in the garbage. Most have dirt floors and no furniture, and their families' lives are torn apart by warlords. The question had to be asked, why do they live the way they do? Why don't they use the materials to build homes, the better homes and furniture? The fact that many hauled water on their backs many miles each day alluded that they were not lazy. Being lazy did not seem to be the probable reason for their poverty. So what was the cause of the extreme poverty? After more study and understanding, I am confident to report that the reason for poverty is that those people have come to believe that it is not worth owning anything of value. Anytime they obtain something of value, it is taken from them, taken by warlords for not having permission to use it, taken by warlords to sally forth out of the mountain, or taken by the government for not having permission to use it.
Yes.
Even their children are stolen. Their young boys are forced to be soldiers, and their young girls even for worse reasons. So why dig a well and purchase a pump when it will just be taken from you? Why build furniture for your homes when it will just be stolen or destroyed? Why build a home more than a mud hut when it will be occupied or forced or burnt down? Occupied by force or burnt down. Why try to and establish good family morals when your children are just kidnapped and enslaved to fight and die or to please wicked men in their most vile ways? I told this former gang leader that the people in Africa only need one thing. They do not need welfare. Here in the United States, we could send them 100 water pumps. We could send them food, clothing, money, materials, and it would do them very little good. Most of it would just be taken to enrich those that are causing the poverty. The only thing those people need is defense.
Yes.
Pure, hard, ruthless, unadulterated defense against those that are taking the life, liberty, and property from the people.
Right.
I further told him that if those people had proper defense, they would begin to build better homes. They would put floors in their houses and buy or build furniture. They would begin to trade and establish an economy. They would better take care of their children and look forward to a brighter future. They would install pumps and pipes, have running water in their homes, and maybe even a sewer system. They would be able to keep the fruits of their labors and have motivation to continue to produce. The key to this poverty and happiness hinges upon defending against criminals, both street criminals and government criminals.
Yep.
The prosperity enjoyed in the United States would not be possible if criminals were allowed to take the life, liberty, and property of the people. And the prosperity of this people will be lost as we continue to allow criminals to take the lives, liberty, and properties of the people. And the Second Amendment was created, ratified, and put in full force to ensure that criminals, both street and government, do not diminish us to mud huts.
Yep.
And so that's what is happening. That's what's happening in Honduras. That's what's happening in Venezuela. That's what's happening in all over the country. Mm-hmm. And it is because the criminals, you know, both in their country and those have come to, influence, have been able to get above them.
Yes.
They've been able to get above them to the point where they can't just live and keep their fruits of their labors. They can't just, be in their homes and be happy. They can't go out and produce off the land, harvesting the goods of the earth
right.
through their labor and sustaining their life. They can't do that.
It's gonna work, kids. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs, we're gonna redistribute when we make our big tax. Hey, sit down, don't be a jerk.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
And the Second Amendment was created, ratified, and put in full force to ensure that criminals, both street and government, do not diminish us to mud huts.
Yep.
And so that's what is happening. That's what's happening in Honduras. That's what's happening in Venezuela. That's what's happening in all over the country. Mm-hmm. And it is because the criminals, you know, both in their country and those have come to, influence, have been able to get above them.
Yes.
They've been able to get above them to the point where they can't just live and keep their fruits of their labors. They can't just, you know, be in their homes and be happy. They can't go out and produce off the land, you know, harvesting the goods of the earth, right, through their labor and sustaining their life. They can't do that. So now they're disrupted to the point where they're willing to leave, and they're being promised all this welfare here in this country. And yes, they're thinking that that's got to be a lot better than what they have.
Yes.
What needs to happen is they need to go home and they need to defend themselves.
Amen.
They need to be taught, funded, and protected until they can get on their feet. And they need to defend themselves against the thugs.
You know, you just illustrated the perfect point of what I've been trying to say all along, right? Here, this is why I'm critiquing Marxism so harshly, right? Because the concept of how you deal with the problem can be no better illustrated than the Bundy Ranch itself. At the Bundy Ranch, your family did not take up arms and go attack a police station or a federal building, but the people came to rally around you in the spirit of defense and took a moral stand that was, okay, we don't want to hurt you, but you're not going to tread on us. And I think that's what made that event in history so successful. And I also think, even though the loss of Lavoie Finicum was tragic and his assassination was tragic, that's what made the awareness of what happened in Oregon successful, in that 17 were found not guilty and all of that. Because there's a difference between taking a righteous stand and standing in defense and taking an offensive, aggressive, you know, ungodly, I have to say, offensive attack against an entity, whether that be a federal building, whether that be a police station, or, you know, like the Weather Underground, which, you know, they, like I was trying to say earlier, they illustrated legitimate problems, but it wasn't that they were, what they were illustrating, it was how they chose
They wanted communism as their form of government.
Big
they
government,
were trying to
yeah.
overthrow the government. I mean, it's clear.
Yeah.
When we believe that in good government, we believe in limited government.
Right.
We believe that government has to have, you know, its bounds. And what we're being taught now and forced down our throats actually is that, and you know, most American people believe that there is no limit to government. Right. And that is the actual cause of the destruction of people, of nations, because,
yes.
you know, you have a power that has, you know, tremendous ability to take your life, liberty, and property, and they don't have a limit.
That's right.
And that basically comes down to what socialism and communism is the state has all power. The state owns everything, including your conscience, your body, yep. your property, and your life.
Yep.
That's what communism is that the state owns it.
Yes.
And rather than we own our own bodies, our own conscience, our own property, and our own lives, rather than that, and that is private property that belongs to each individual. And that the state has no right to tell you what to do with that property. None.
No, I agree.
The only duty of the state, and it's very limited, is to protect that life, your body, your conscience.
The exact opposite.
That's what it is.
What they're doing.
Yeah, just opposite. And so literally what we have is we have a country, a nation, and a people with their government that is converting to communism and socialism, and they don't even know it.
Yeah,
they don't even see it because they're saying, literally, they're saying that anytime the government wants, they can kick in your door, they can take your family, distribute them through the state, mm-hmm. they can drag you to prison and control your body, your thoughts, and everything, and take all your property away, use it for their own self,
yep.
and we, the people, literally think it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is communism.
Yes.
In its very essence.
Yeah. Now, you know, and the way I see it today, that what we have is a little bit of a hybrid. It's corporate fascism, corporatism, whatever people want to call it, and communism. Some people, I think that the most accurate term for it is communitarianism, very similar to Fabian socialism. And why these things are important, because, you know, I was in a discussion the other day and he's like, oh, one ism is another ism. Well, yes, but there's different groups that are embracing different ideologies and they don't realize that they're bad. One example of this, Charlotte Iserbeet, who worked under the Reagan administration in the Department of Education, basically went to Reagan and said, this Board of Education, this is corporate fascism. This is Sovietization of our school system. this isn't good. She was fired for taking a stand. And she wrote The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. And she illustrates how the Prussian school method, how this literally the Bolshevik Sovietization of education, of our police agencies, law enforcement, even Homeland Security. Deputy Director Michael Chertoff had Marcus Wolf come in and consult on the creation of Homeland Security. He's the former head of the East German Stasi. Why are we having a Bolshevik communist come in and consult on the formation of Homeland Security? And the American people, I mean, this is published. This isn't a conspiracy theory. This is open source for anybody to see for themselves. The real Russian collusion story here that's going on is these Bolsheviks have been here the whole time. And they're turning our government into a huge totalitarian machine. So the Bundy Ranch was so important to me because it was the first time in modern history that an authentic, organic movement of the proper self-defense that the people should take, a righteous stand, occurred and was successful. And that, to me, should be a message to people out there. Because right now, there's a lot of very dangerous rhetoric. And I know that police and what they're doing, you know, I come from a family. My father's was a judge. My stepdad was a cop. One of my best friends is a cop. And there is a problem with American law enforcement. I don't think that can be denied by just about anybody. But Stalin used to use, it was reported by people in his regime, that one of the terms for people, and this absolutely actually included me until I became aware of things, was useful idiot, right? And I don't mean that as an insult to anyone. I'm not trying to insult anybody individually. I'm using the term as it was used by them. And what that meant was Stalin said that Marxism would be brought about not by avowed Marxists, but quite the opposite. It would be brought about by people who had no clue that they were essentially by their own natural actions and basically the mind control of government, where they provoke chaos and these situations, that they get us to react. What my message is if we react in defense rather than offense, and we react by education rather than castigation, we have the moral high ground. And it's very easy to lose that moral high ground.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. And because that is the only time another person has the right, including government, to act in, you know, violence. And I want to be careful with that word, but the only time that they have, you know, the right to physically act is in defense. Yeah. And that is the only time when violence can be justified is in defense. And that includes government, because government has no more rights than what an individual has.
You know? Well, in premise,
the collective of people have no more rights than what an individual has. So
right.
Somehow you get 10 people together and it doesn't give you different rights. You have the same rights. So
yeah.
My point being is when we're talking about, you know, correcting things, you're exactly right. It's very simple. You do not let your rights be violated. You do not let them be taken.
Yeah.
And yeah, you, in many cases we've seen in the past with that, life is actually lost because of that. Right. But if we actually, it is an eternal principle that if we are willing to, or not willing to give our life to protect our liberty, that your liberty will always be lost. You have to be willing to say, look, I am not willing to live this life unless I'm free.
Right.
And, you know, there's only three things you could do when you're being oppressed or when your rights are being taken, whatever you want to call it, you know, and that is flee and get to the situation where your rights aren't being taken, you know, or you can accept it and for a period of time anyway, you know, and sometimes we're asked to do that.
Yeah.
But only for a period of time. Mm-hmm. And or you can fight it. And, you know, I believe God is the decider of what you do. I believe God is the decider and warned. I believe that it's very apparent that those that came from Europe and fled to the American continent and founded our country, I believe it's very apparent that God inspired them, put it in their hearts to flee to this land, and that they did so to be free, free, you know, economically, religiously, and just free in their homes to believe and not have a dictator. I also believe it was given to them for a period of time when they began to be oppressed over here like they were over there, mm-hmm. that it was given a time for them that they had to accept it. And then I also believe that it was inspired and given to them by God when it come time to fight it. And God fought their battles and won a miraculous independence from the most powerful military power in the world at the time. And but it's all about defense. It's all about their rights and never, yeah. you know, never about, you know, going in the offense in the realm of, you know, wanting to take other lives, liberty, or property. It's always in defense.
And yeah.
That's what we did at the ranch. That's what we were doing in Oregon. Yep. And that's what you have to continue to do. And I mean, like, for me, Tom, you know, if someone comes to mess with my family, no matter who they are, I'm going to defend them.
If somebody comes to mess with your family, I'm going to come to defend them too.
Yeah. And, you know, and yeah. but whether it's successful or not determines, I'm talking about it in this life, because yeah. your life can always be taken and God will always yeah. justify, you know, your intent in the end.
That's but, okay. We all die as long as we pass, I think, in good stead with the Creator. I'm not afraid to die. I'm not looking to try and provoke it. I'm not, you know, but I refuse to live in fear of losing my earthly life. It just to me that's enslavement in and of itself.
One of the beautiful things that happened to me while I was incarcerated was, you know, I went through a process where all fear was rooted out of me. I mean, you know, I'm not gonna be irresponsible with my life and with my other's life and my family. But I, right. you know, there's a scripture that talks about, and I'm going to paraphrase really bad and I can't even tell you where it's at.
It's
but
okay.
But there's a scripture that talks about, you know, basically in the end, and we see, you know, the adversary, we see Satan, and we go, is this the man that caused so much trouble? Is this the man that, you know, destroyed nations and wiped out societies? Mm-hmm. Is this him? And we're gonna look at him and go, like, why were we even afraid of him? You know, why? There's no reason to be afraid. Yeah. And that's the way it is with these wicked men and women in our country too. I mean, you know, these prosecutors that are willing to lie to win and destroy, you know, lives, destroy families. I mean,
yeah,
they're just wicked men that need to be stood up to. They're just bullies. And we shouldn't be afraid.
I just came across a story of a mother in Florida who was pregnant and got in a motor vehicle accident, and she went into the hospital, and the hospital didn't. It's a shame, and I don't think she would have sued them, but the hospital didn't provide the quick care that was required of this situation. So they made a couple medical mistakes, and it ended up costing the baby to lose oxygen. Now, there was an injury that caused this, but they should have brought her right into surgery. They should have removed the baby. Long story short, they didn't. They were treating her external wounds, and they were kind of – it took them too long to do certain things. But in the long run, this is my point, they wanted to eventually pull the plug on the baby, and the mother wanted a second opinion. I think that the doctor at that point realized that if that occurred and another physician from an outside hospital were to review the case, he might be in some trouble. So he ended up accusing her of preventing them from actually carrying out the C-section for a couple hours. Then it became 6 minutes, And then when that didn't work, they accused her of being on drugs. And the drugs that she tested positive for were given to her by the hospital over the period of time that she was being treated because she was just in an accident. Long story short, this goes into court. She presents this, and new evidence came out since then, but she presents this case. The judge doesn't want to hear it. He orders her children, her other children who are living, taken into custody without any charge of any abuse to these children, without any, and in the state of Florida, they changed the law so that she can't even appeal this, but they changed the law after she gave birth. So I don't understand what they don't see. Ex post facto doesn't cover this.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Mother of the moon, which fills my sails, throws the sea to tears. With no provisions, but no faces, love is straight to fear.
I don't understand what they don't see. Ex post facto doesn't cover this, right? So here she is fighting now to try and get her children back. Ammon, if this were me, I have to give her a lot of credit because I don't know if I'd be breathing at this point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These are my children. You know what I mean?
I don't either, you know, and that is, you know, that spirit of defending and, you know, like a mother bear.
Yeah, you don't mess with the mother bear,
right?
I hate to say
it, but the American people are losing it. They're losing that mother bear spirit to fight. And whenever anybody else does that, they're looked on as shamed.
Well, see, that's the problem right there.
Down and ridiculed and persecuted, you know, and it's amazing that, and that's basically what my dad did. My dad said, look, you're not taking my ranch. My family's been here for 140 years, and you're not taking my ranch, my livelihood, my heritage. You're not going to take it.
Well,
and,
you know, I suppose my message to this is, and the reason that I brought it up is because this this particular mother, this story just tears my heart apart. But you know, I dare say, if she had a large group of people that would surround her and defend her and defend her rights, and put one of the things I'm going to be trying to do in the future, and other people are trying to do too, is people like her. It's not just her. But if we need to start rallying together, uniting and standing in defense of these people and stop this wickedness from occurring.
Yeah, you know what the government calls that? They call that domestic terrorism.
No, they can call me, you know.
And they call it a conspiracy, and they prosecute you for those, you know. And that's what I agree 100%. We have to, you know, either we're going to continue to be wiped out one by one, for just standing and being willing to defend our rights.
Yep.
Or we have to unite, you know, when one person's being persecuted and come to their defense. And that might entail, you know, a media campaign. That might entail illegal, you know, processes, but it also might entail physical defense.
Yeah.
And because we talk about we have to unite and come together, a larger group. Well, that's what the whole purpose was of government. Mm-hmm. Government was the organization of coming together and uniting in defense.
Right.
But now that power has been usurped. Or not just usurped. It has been infiltrated. It has been infiltrated by the very same people who are willing to bomb in the 60s. And, you know, like it or not, that is the fact. Those who had those, you know, the communist socialist ideology that felt that it needed to be imposed upon the people, no matter whether they're willing to accept it, you know, or
you know,
not. They're the ones that have infiltrated our government. They're the ones that are willing to use force upon the people to shove their will down our throats.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.